Perhaps an even more intriguing aspect of Nineveh than its gardens was the royal zoo that Sennacherib built and subsequent Assyrian kings maintained. The previous passage continues and gives more detail concerning the wildlife in the menagerie. To arrest the flow of the water through these orchards, I made a swamp and set out a canebrake therein. Igiru birds, wild swine, beasts of the forests, I turned loose therein. In order to determine what specific species and breeds of some of the animals in the king's royal preserve, one only has to view the extant pictorial reliefs from the royal palaces of Nineveh. In one damaged relief from the north palace, a lion and lioness relax in what appears to be one of the gardens described in the previous text. Cypress and palm trees are also visible, as well as various plants, flowers, and grapes. Another relief, also from the north palace, from the reign of Ashurbanipal, shows men in a wooded area trapping a herd of deer with nets. The lions so peacefully depicted in the first relief from the north palace are then shown in a three-register relief being hunted and killed by Ashurbanipal and his subjects. The killing of the lions in the reliefs was thought to represent a symbolic victory of order in the form of the king over chaos, but the Assyrian kings carried out such hunts in well-structured environments that included private zoos and game preserves. The concept of royal hunts was popular throughout ancient Near Eastern history and can be seen in the Epic of Gilgamesh and in nearly every culture of the region. The Egyptians, Hittites, and Mycenaeans all depicted their kings as lion hunters. The first Assyrian artistic depictions of a king hunting lions is dated to the reign of Ashur-nasir-pal II, 883-859, but the reliefs of Ashurbanipal discussed are the first where the king did so in front of spectators. Not much is known about the logistics of the royal zoos of Nineveh, but with such emphasis placed on it in texts and art, one can surmise that a fair amount of royal resources were needed to keep it functioning properly. Sennacherib truly made Nineveh the greatest city in the Near East during its time, but his two successors also did their fair share to keep the city great.